بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسيط اشعار عارف بالله حضرت اقتصادر مانا شاہ حکیم عمر اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. The title is جلسہ قرب محبت. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. اگر چیرا ہے تقوا میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے. صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ. صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے. کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے. خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسو سے عشق اس کو دوتا رہتا ہے تو اپنے آنسو سے عشق اس کو دوتا رہتا ہے. گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادا. گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادا کہ ان کی آہوزاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے کہ ان کی آہوزاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے. بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جلسائے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے تو دل پر جلسائے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزر
سنتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جاہ اختر جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جاہ اختر بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. اما بعد, friends, these are the ashar of our illustrious dada shaykh Hazrat Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Dora Shah Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh, was a true and ardent lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these are ashar which relate to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So where can a person like me be reft of even the quality of love? I don't even know what is love. Where can a person like me translate these words, which are actually an encyclopedia? A bayan is entitled Jalsa-e-Qurb-e-Muhabbat. Those moments when a person feels that pulling and that jazz towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he feels those different conditions coming upon him. When he will fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be his objective. When he will, every action of his, he will take stock of himself, he will make muhasaba of himself, that I shouldn't do anything to displease my beloved. Because as we learn in the majlisi time and again, that love is that quality which is outgoing. When a person has got love for something, for somebody, then he'll go out of his way not to displease that my beloved, I mustn't do something that will displease my beloved. It is time for salah, I got to read salah. I must not leave out my salah, no matter what is happening. I can be in my business, I can be doing whatever. Time for salah, this is the command of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the command of my beloved at this moment in time. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants most. At that time, that is what I will do, because this is what is going to please my beloved. A person will do everything in his capacity that he will not displease his beloved. So in the first couplet, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. That in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those moments come upon a person that his tongue remains silent, he does not have any word, but in his heart he feels that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now he is begging and he is beseeching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's got that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah's pleasure. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa ghadabika wal nar. But oh Allah, I'm asking your pleasure, I'm asking you for your rida, I'm asking you for your pleasure, which is the greatest of all ni'mat, even greater than the pleasures and the ni'mat of jannah. The jannah sir aankhon par, but Allahumma kun lana waj'alna lak. Oh Allah, become ours, make us yours. So those moments pass when a person falls in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is true love, not just infatuation. When a person falls in love with temporary mortals and with the mortals of this world, with sand which is just walking around painted, when a person falls in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, the creator of everything, then those moments pass when the tongue has got no words, a person cannot say anything, but his heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you just see the tears flowing from a person's eyes. Now he's making sajda in tahajjud, now he's lifting his hands in dua, now he's just tearing and crying in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the jazb of him and brings him closer towards him. اگرچہ راہ تقوی میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے. That in the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas a person tries everything that he should not displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now every temptation will come in front of him. Everything that will take him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will distance him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because guna and disobedience is that thing which takes a person far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person tells a lie, when a person uses obscene language, then till where the smell of that, we cannot see it. But this is true, that the words of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the stench which comes from a person's mouth, that the angels of rahmat run away so far, when a person has spoken a lie. So when temptations come in front of a person, then ghum ko sehta rehta hai. He tolerates this and he puts his foot on his heart. He suppresses his desires. He suppresses his whims and fancies. He suppresses everything. Why? So that he can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he's not supposed to look at, a dolly passes in front of him and he keeps his gazes down, adhering to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that kullil mu'minina yaghuddu min absarihim. Command and say to the believing males and females that they should lower their gazes. Now he practices upon that. The one murid of Hazrat Thani rahmatullah Ali, when he said to Hazrat, that, oh Hazrat, when I see a woman, then I just cannot control myself and I cannot keep my gazes low. And Hazrat Wala rahmatullah Ali asked him, that tell me, that if you look, then for how long do you remain restless? He says, for days and days, in my salah, now I'm looking at that woman, I'm picturing that woman. In my sajda, I cannot even concentrate in my du'as, I cannot do anything, I'm eating, I'm sleeping, I'm alone, I'm in my work, but her thoughts are with me all the time. And as I said, and if you don't look, then how long does this restlessness remain? He said, for a few minutes, 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and after that it's over. He said, well then you draw your own conclusions. You see what is good for you, you see what is bad for you. So like that, when temptations will come in front of a person, that will take a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he puts his foot on his desires and his whims and fancies, and he pleases his Lord, he pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sila ishq-e majazi ka ye kaisa hai are toba, ke aashik rote rehte hai, sanam khud sota rehta hai. And Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, now think, like Hazrat Mullah Thani rahmatullah alayhi said to that murid, now you make you draw your conclusion and you see what is better for you. Yeah, Hazrat Wala is telling us that what is the recompense, and just think, what is the sila, what is the reward of infatuation, of this temporary love, that sila, ishq-e majazi, that this ishq-e majazi, when a person falls in love with a mortal, infatuation, which he thinks is love, then what is the reward of it? What is the repercussion? Ki aashiq rote rehte hai, that this person who has fallen in love, he is in this infatuation, now he loses all his composure, he loses his peace of mind, he loses his contentment of heart, as we said just now, that now even in sajna, now even in dua, he's making dua, but his thoughts are somewhere else. Bodily he is with us, but his thoughts are somewhere else. He may be sleeping with his spouse, he may be in the same room, he may be with his parents, he may be sitting in good company, but his thoughts are somewhere else. And this person becomes restless, and a person has everything going for him. He in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with a good wife, with children, with everything. He had a good profession, he had a good income, and yet he fell into this infatuation and illicit relationship, and then when everything came out and everybody came to know, now nobody wants to even look at him. Now all his honor is gone, he is disgraced. He's coming to the masjid also, he doesn't know where to hide his face. He's looking, sitting in company, his own friends that used to be his friends, now they don't want to associate with him. Now the wife has left him, now the children have gone, and nobody wants to even look at him. Now he gets old, and then he's in solitude, and he says, ah, what have I done? This is the recompense, and this is the repercussion of this ishq-e majazi, of this illicit relationship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Then Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, khataon ki agar aayi hai daman par zara siyahi, to apne aansuon se ishq usko dhota rehta hai. An insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us an insan, murakkabun min al-khati wa nasi wa nisyan, that insan, we are there to make mistakes. We falter, we slip, we err. But when we do this, when that happens, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that ghafoor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that ghaffar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that kareem, that being who is always ready to forgive. That when we commit sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you come to me walking, I will come to you running. You come to me with so much sins and so much errors, like the foam of the oceans, then you will find me to be very, very forgiving. As that Allah, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah, he says that if a person does make a mistake, some guna, a Muslim does not purposely and intentionally commit any guna, but per chance, if a person slips, like Hazrat Allah rahmatullah gave that example, that it will never ever happen that scientists manufacture such a bomb, such an ointment for burns, that if a person burns, you apply it and immediately a person gets relief. There's no scar remains, absolutely no trace of it. Then no mother will tell a child that let me throw this burning oil on you and after that I will put on this balm, I will put on this ointment, you will become right. That is per chance, if it happens, a person burns, then you will apply that ointment. Like that per chance, a mu'min, a believer, a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it happens that you slipped, you made a mistake, then a true ashik, a person who really loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be such that now he will cry in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and will seek the pardon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and will beg for forgiveness. He will cry with those tears, the blackness that came, that black spot that came onto the heart, like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that when a person commits a guna, then a black spot settles on the heart. If he makes tawbah, then it is wiped away, it is obliterated. But if he does not, and he commits another guna, then another black spot comes into the heart. And in this way, black spots one upon the other, eventually the entire heart becomes covered in these black spots. And it becomes hard, so that now when proof is put before a person, then a person hasn't got the capacity to accept that proof, because of the effect of those gunas. So when a person does commit a guna, per chance a person slipped, he made a mistake, then immediately he will resort to the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is an ardent love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his beloved. Khaja Aziz al-Hassan Sahib Majroob, rahmatullah alayhi, in the company of Hazrat Thani, rahmatullah alayhi, when he said this couplet, that, oh Allah, sari dunya se nafrat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. That, oh Allah, now come into my heart. The love of everything has gone out. I've got total, my heart is empty, I only want you. Then Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi said, that if I had 100,000 rupees, I would have given it to Khaja Sahib on this one share, on this one couplet. So a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if per chance he makes a mistake, immediately he resorts to tawbah. And like he said, that man lajmal istighfar, that person who will make istighfar compulsory upon him, he makes it his habit, he makes it his nature, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up every avenue for him. Every straightness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will broaden for him. Allah will open up for him every door, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with understanding. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi said, that gunahgaro ki mat tahqeer kar e zahid nada, ke inke aah zari par falak bhi rota rehta hai. That, oh foolish aesthetic, oh foolish zahid, that person who thinks he's very, very pious, a holier than thou attitude, now he's looking down upon this one, that look at this man, he's not reading salah, look at this person, how he is dressed, and look at this person like that. Always has an opinion about others, as our Hazrat Dhamma Barakatum teaches us, that when we point a finger at somebody, always remember that three fingers are pointing at us. So, oh Zaid and Nada, oh foolish person, don't look down upon others, don't look down upon the wrongdoers, because when they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then with their crying, even the heavens open up, the heavens start crying. When they shed tears, so to say, the heavens shedding tears, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down upon them. Like you have a cloud burst, how the water comes down in torrents, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down even more than that. So don't look down upon anybody. Always think about ourselves. Allah bless me with tawfiq, first of all. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, بَفَيْدِ مُرْشِدِ کامل جو دردِ دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جلسہِ قربِ محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے. That because of the faith of a Murshid-e Kamil, and that is why we come here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us and commands us that kunu ma'a sadiqeen, stay in the company of those who are sadiq with taqwa, so that you can become like them. And when you come here, now ruh and soul comes into all your amal. Now you realize that what was I reading salah? I was just reading salah up and down. kiss the ground, back to town, everything. It's just Qurbani. I was just making slaughtering an animal because I had to do it. Month of Ramadan came. I was just staying hungry from morning to evening. When we came here, now because of the affairs of the Murshid Kamil, so dil pe jalsa hai, qurb hai, muhabbat hota rehta hai. Now different conditions come upon a person. Now you're reading salah, you realize that I'm standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I'm keeping fast. Now what is the meaning of fast? All these conditions come upon the heart because of the affairs of the Murshid Kamil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses all with that. So in the last couple of Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب جا اختر, that person who gives his heart to anybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like it is said, کہ دل دینا ہو تو دے اسی کو جس نے تمہیں دل دیا. That if you want to give your heart to anybody, if you want to become sacrificed at the altar of anybody, then give your heart to that being who gave you that heart. جان بھی دی ہوئی اسی کی تھی. That even if you have to give your life, what is it? Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you that life in the first person, in the first place. So in any case, if anyone wants to give his heart, anybody gave his heart to any other being or any other thing or any other temptation besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what will be the result? Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, بَجُرْمِ بَيْوَفَائِ حَقْتِ وَمِحْرُوم hota hai. حَقْتِ مَحْرُوم رَحْتَ hai. Because of the sin of treason, disloyalty, that he was not loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him his everything, the air that he breathes, the clothes that he wears, the place that he stays, the food that he eats, the family that he has, every ni'mat is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One ni'mat, as our Hazrat Allah teaches us, that the value of one fruit, just you eat a mango, you eat an orange, you eat an apple, the entire world cannot be the value of that one food. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your everything, Allah is your Rabb, Allah is your Khaliq, Allah is your Malik, Allah is your Razzaq, Allah is everything, and now you gave your heart to somebody else, then the result will be, okay, you're made verify because of this just loyalty. In any country, in any government, if a person turns against the country, treason. The punishment for it is that he will be hanged. He will be given the death sentence. Yeah, you are just loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then the comfort of heart, the contentment of heart, the peace of mind is taken away from a person, and a person is always restless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me first of all for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everybody else.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا, صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat al-Karima, Allah تبارك وتعالى instructs the believers that protect yourself also and your family also from the fire of Jahannam. So this command is given in this world, and the fire of Jahannam is out of this world. It's not here in this world. The ulama of Tafsir Mufassirin explain that it means that those actions which lead to the fire of Jahannam, from those actions you should protect yourself also and your family also. So this is also one great command of the Quran Sharif, that at all times we should keep it in mind, that Allah has commanded us that all those actions that will lead us into the fire of Jahannam, we must protect ourselves also, and if that is not sufficient, but that we are commanded, we should protect our families also. So all of us should think, what wrong is happening in my life, in my family, in my home, in my surroundings, and I have to protect myself from all those haram and all those wrong things. Because the fire of Jahannam, this worldly fire, if a little child, we're having a bride, and there's red charcoals, and the child wants to go and take one, who will allow it? If we see it, we won't stop it. How can we allow it? But the child is going to burn so terribly. And the fire of Jahannam, all the fires of this world put together, it's not one but of the fire of Jahannam. And how can we allow that? That we allow ourselves to be going into the fire of Jahannam. We allow our families to be going into the fire of Jahannam. Nobody, no sane person can ever to keep that in, allow that. One very important thing also, where we have we are also digressing, going off quite a bit, is the concept of the akhirat and accountability, life of the qabr, what it's going to be, and the day of qiyamah, and we have to account in front of Allah Ta'ala for everything. And this Allah Ta'ala had given to the previous ummahs also. But just because of the love of dunya, they sort of just wiped it, put it under the carpet. Don't talk about it. And we have to think, how much hasn't that gone out of us also, that we don't want to think of maut. Whereas we are encouraged to think of maut according to the hadith. But our good pious people in our homes also, they say, what is this you're talking about maut? There is a party carrying on, a bribe, whatever, and somebody starts talking about maut. Now you are putting vinegar into the honey, where all our enjoyment you are completely destroying it. Allah Ta'ala also says in the Quran Sharif that when only Allah is spoken about, deen, akhirat, you'll see people start feeling sleepy. Yeah, also we have come specifically for the majlis, but we say that we start feeling sleepy here also. But talk about politics now, talk about some sports and something else, you'll see how everyone suddenly will become very wide awake. So that is not a good sign. For deen's sake, we should be very awake. And for dunya, that we should not worry so much. How much we have to do, we have to do. And as great pious people have said, make effort for your dunya for as long as you want to stay here. You're going to stay here. And make effort for your akhirat for as long as you are going to stay there. That is forever and ever. Dunya, we all know who's going to reach 100, who's going to reach 80, who of us reaches 70. You go Qabristan, and if we take note, we will see the majority of the qabrs of people under 50. So yeah, we are staying temporarily. So the akhirat is the thing, and we have to talk about this and worry about ourselves also. We have all things to ourselves. If we make dua also for ourselves, how much do we spend dua for our akhirat, that I get a good maut, my qabr's life must be good, the day of qiyamah I mustn't have problems. How much do we make dua for that? And compared to that, how much dua I make for this dunya, I've got this illness, whatever it is, little bit, we make lot of dua and lot of effort, but our spiritual illnesses, who of us even considers that I must make some treatment, I must spend some money for my spiritual illnesses? That we don't consider. And those things are very, very important to consider our akhirat, our hisab, kitab in front of Allah. And everything will come out in front of everyone. May Allah cover our faults. Allah is most forgiving. We have great hope in the mercy of Allah. But we find that for Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how much he used to cry at the qabr. His beard used to become wet with the tears, the ground at the bottom. So much tears used to flow. So where have we got one bit of that? So there is a very important thing. We should devote time, thought about our akhirat, and that we save ourselves and save our families also from the fire of Jahannam. Whichever form of gunas come in front of us, we should always be conscious of it, that we protect ourselves, protect our families also. And like one doctor in South Africa, pious person, he went to a university to enroll his son at the university. When he saw the environment there, he said, I have to pay to send my son to Jahannam, because that environment, if we protect ourselves, alhamdulillah, but that environment, we know what it is like. Wherever it is, that environment is very, very frightening. So as far as akhirat, also in whatever matters come in front of us, one is to look at it from a dunya's point of view. What will the people say? Yeah, we have to live with the people, we have to please the people. Do we ever look at it from deen's point of view, from akhirat's point of view, that this year, what will be the repercussions in the akhirat? Do we think of that? or we only think that this is advantageous in this way, etc., from a dunya's. If you look at it from a dunya's point of view, you will come to one conclusion, one result. And if you look at it from akhirat's point of view, most probably you will come to a complete opposite result. And as a mu'min, we have to think of it particularly from akhirat's point of view. Then dunya is there, consider the dunya, but the main thing is to look at it from akhirat's point of view. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshallah. In this kitab of Hazrat, we read about a person who had written quite a few questions to Hazrat. In them also, one question he had put, he says, I see around me all the other people are doing so much great good work, but I find myself that I am doing nothing. So sort of despondency. So Hazrat wrote to him, and Hazrat knew him, and told him that every morning you take me for my morning walk. From where Hazrat was staying in Karachi, Gulshan Iqbal, and where Hazrat's new madrasa is built, there was a beautiful park just there. And Hazrat should go for his morning walk there, about 5 kilometers or so away. So he should take Hazrat. So Hazrat say, aren't you doing this? Isn't that also a great deed which you are doing? Sometimes, there are two things. We should not become proud of our good deeds. But on the other hand, to make shukr to Allah for what He has given us, that also we should not become unmindful of making shukr to Allah. If anyone gives you a gift, we are taught, say Jazakallah, bare minimum. If you can, make dua for the person, and if you can, give him also a gift. So he gave you a gift, you give him also a gift. That is how it should be. But if you can't, at least say Jazakallah. So what all the ni'mat Allah has given us, ni'mat of Iman and Islam, then we don't speak about it, we don't appreciate it, that is also na shukri. And on the other hand, to boast that I get up for tahajjud, I give so much in charity, I do so much here, to boast about it is totally wrong. But wa'amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. The ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, express them, show them. So much ulama have written, you're a rich person, don't wear torn and tattered clothes. Show Allah's ni'mat, He has given you, enough. Wear nice clothes. Not out of the limit again, and not to boast also, or to show I'm better than somebody. So there is a different stage. There are those people who are very wealthy. Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself. But he lived a very simple life. Not torn in tattered clothes. Patched clothes also. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how much they had, Allah had given them, but they chose to live, but that is of those people. Otherwise, for us, the normal ruling is, Allah has given you, then express it, and show that ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So we should appreciate also, we shouldn't let despondency come into us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding to draw the line between shukr of Allah Ta'ala on the one side and pride doesn't come into us. On the one side, to also appreciate the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala and not to let despondency, depression, a person only thinks of his gunas all the time. Then that also is not right. We are not created to remember our gunas. We are created to remember Allah. When do we remember our gunas? We remember our gunas when pride starts coming into us. Then think, you are such a terrible person. You did this, you did that. What right have you got to have pride in you? But otherwise, spend our time in remembering Allah and making shukr to Allah Ta'ala for His ni'mat. But on the other hand, this should not go to the extent that pride comes into us. In one place Allah Ta'ala says, وَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. With regard to the Qur'an Sharif, the ni'mat of the Qur'an that Allah has given you, be happy that Allah, you made tilawat, your son became hafiz, you became hafiz, make shukr for that. And another place Allah Ta'ala says, that don't, لا تفرح. they don't become proud. Don't show that so much that you are now, you're showing that you are better than somebody else. So may Allah Ta'ala let us keep within the limits and both sides so that we can remain normal, otherwise we become abnormal. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshallah. In this kitab, hadith is mentioned with regard to pride and vanity. Pride is that you think yourself better than others. And vanity, that you don't think you are better than others, but that you are good. That also should not be in a person. And this has been captured very well in one simple formula of Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayh, ke nek banna, muttaqi banna faraz hai, to become pious, to become a person who stays away from guna, all this is faraz. Lekin apne aap ko nek samajna, muttaqi samajna haram hai. But to think that I am a muttaqi already, that is haram. So we must never ever let that happen, that we think we are pious. And on the other hand, and this is such a formula that as long as a person thinks that I have to become pious, I'm not yet pious, I have to still become, this person will progress all the time. And wherever a person thinks I am pious, that person will not remain at that level, he will come down. And he will come down much more faster than what he went up. So in the hadith it has come, hadith mein warid hai ki jo apne ko mitaye aur tawadu ikhtiyar kare to Allah Ta'ala usko izzat aur balandi ata farmate hai. A person who humbles himself and regards himself to be nothing, Allah gives that person respect and honor. Like Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, when he conquered Makkah Sharif, there was never a conquest in the history of the world like that, of how Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, with the Sahaba, conquered Makkah Sharif. But when he entered, he kept his head low. And he said, Ya Allah, you did everything. I did nothing. Everything is from you. So that is what should Allah Ta'ala make, that comes into us, that humbleness. Man tawaza'a lillah, a person who humbles himself, but very important, lillah, for Allah's sake. Not that the world says he's a very humble person, but for Allah's sake, rafa'ahu Allah. Allah will make him high. So you may humble yourself, Allah will make you high. And so many examples are buzur said that we can understand. A seed, when it, so to say, humbles itself, goes into the ground. And now water is thrown, so it's in mud now, like in dirt. But that seed that did that, a beautiful big tree will come out. And the seed that was not prepared to go down, that seed, no value of that seed. It's just one seed. It doesn't have any. But that other seed, or for example, we have a jug of water. As long as the jug says, I want to stand straight up, nobody benefits from it. But when it allows itself to humble, to bend itself, then it's of service for people. So many, now the water flows, the people's thirst is quenched, etc. So all this humbleness has to come into us. پس یہ اپنی نظر میں حقیر ہوتا ہے مگر مخلوق کے نظر میں باعزت اور کبیر ہوتا ہے. This person in his own eyes, that I am nothing, I am useless, I am nothing, but in the eyes of Allah, or the creation, Allah gives him great honor. And this is a dua also of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اللهم اجعلني في عيني صغيرا وفي اعين الناس كبيرا. Oh Allah, make me in my eyes small. And consequently it leads to that in the eyes of the people, Allah will make you big. And a person who thinks himself as big, that I'm a great person, very pious person, whatever greatness he thinks of himself, Allah makes him very low in the eyes of the people. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that this tawadu, humility, comes into us. Yeah, we have a great clash also with people who go to people who give advice and that. Psychiatrists also and counselors. There they teach you, you must speak to yourself every morning, I'm amazing, I'm great, I'm beautiful. All those things, all those type of things, That is totally wrong, totally against the grain of Islam. But today for people to accept it is so, to accept this hadith that you must think of yourself as humble, we find it difficult to accept. But to accept what the counselors say, that we find is the right thing. How we don't realize how shaitan has worked and he has changed our priorities completely. What was totally black, he has made it white in our eyes. And what was totally white, he has made it black in our eyes. And today, and as it comes in the hadith, the time will come when people won't be prepared to accept these things. Perhaps we are already living in those times where the wrong, the people will fight tooth and nail, and in the name of Islam they will fight for it. And they will try and prove the black that it is white. And the white, they will prove it that it is wrong, that it is black. Such a time that we are living in. May Allah Ta'ala guide us and keep our iman intact. We are living in very difficult times, and our iman to remain intact, it is a great fight that we have got on. And that fight is with shaitan and with nafs. And shaitan doesn't come himself personally, but in min al jinnati wan nar, in the form of jinnat also and people also. He'll come in very close people of ours. It is mentioned also that at the time of maut, shaitan comes in the form of one's father also. And he tells my son, I've realized that Hinduism is the right religion. Christianity is, you accept that at this time. So shaitan comes like that. And that is at the time of maut, but in our life already. What advice a father gives to his son today? What advice a mother gives to her daughter today? We know out in the world there, what an upside down world it has become. Yeah, in this instance of this person that had, first of all, he trusted himself and not Allah. He did not say inshallah, and he went and lived in the jungle and said, I won't eat any fruit or anything, only what falls from the tree. But he trusted himself, I'll make this mujahada. And then when Allah tested him and no fruit fell from the tree, then he broke his promise and he went and eat fruit from the tree. So in the consequence of that, his one hand and one leg got cut when the police came, and they thought he is a crook also. One of the bandits, one of the gang of crooks that were there, he's also one. And they gave him this punishment. So he says with regard to that, is darwesh ne kaha ke main is nish, yani dung ka sabab janta hoon, that I understand you people all blaming the police for this, but I know the cause of this great problem and calamity that has come in. Mera batin is saza ki wajah se khub waqif hai. In my inside, I know exactly why I've been given this punishment. Ke mere kis guna ke sabab se ye saza mujh par musallat ki gayi. That which guna of mine I committed, that Allah has put this punishment upon me. And here again we see those who have reached reality, they will see their faults within themselves. They won't look for the faults in other people. And when that is not the case, a person continuously, there's a fight in the house, husband blaming wife, wife blaming husband, this partner blaming that partner, always we blaming somebody else. We don't see that I'm the guilty one. Fortunate is that person who can see. So he says, when in my inside I know very well what my sin is, what I have done, and why this punishment has been given to me. Further he says, maine haq taala se muahada ka ehtiram tod diya, that promise I made to Allah taala that I won't eat any fruit from the tree, only what fell down. But I broke that promise, and I went and break fruit from the trees, and I ate that. I broke that great honorable promise that we made, that I made with Allah. And we all have made promises to Allah. Allah asked us, Alastu bi Rabbikum, that mu'ahada we made, that am I not your Rabb? Allah said, your nourisher, your sustainer, your creator, I'm everything of yours. We all said, Bala, definitely, O Allah, you are our creator. The year we came, how many of us have maintained that promise of ours? We have broken that promise that we have made to Allah Ta'ala. To is shamat amal ne mere haath paav katwa diye. And because of that, my hand and leg has got to be cut, because I broke that promise. Allah Ta'ala, the clemency and the mercy and the tolerance of Allah is so great, and we get fooled with it. If we think of the nations of the past, which we hear about, we read in the Quran, we read over and over in the Quran about Salih alayhi salam, about Lut alayhi salam, his people, Nuh alayhi salam, and these people were not taken to task just when they committed the guna. Nuh alayhi salam preached to his people for 950 years. Allah gave them respite. So just having respite doesn't mean that we are now all right. And even all the other nations, after a very, very long time, right at the end, then Allah sent this punishment. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. This that we are still carrying on, we are still getting the best to eat, we've got our vehicles, we've got our houses, things are going smooth, shouldn't fool us and think that I'm all right. That's why Allah is not punishing me, things are going better in my life. We should be very careful and check ourselves, not by what we have got, but my actions. If my actions are good, really, then alhamdulillah, that is a ni'mat from. But if I'm not performing my namaz, if I'm not controlling my eyes, my thoughts are bad, I'm fighting with people, I'm swearing, my argument, all wrong things that I'm doing, then if the ni'mats are there, then we have to be very, very afraid that Allah mustn't take us to task and punish us. May Allah Ta'ala safeguard us and give us righteousness in this world, and may Allah be pleased with us in reality, inshallah.